home. Before I begin, let me say right here and now that I'm a country boy. And man, I mean the real backwoods. That's at the start of the start of things, and that is at the heart of the thing. All I ever saw, and I'm talking literally, was the country. I didn't lose my sight till I was 7. It happened gradually, so I have years of pictures of country places, country people, country animals in my mind. I was born in Albany, Georgia, on September 23, 1930. A few months later, we moved to a little town in northern Florida, only 30 or 40 miles from the Georgia border. On the map, it reads Greenville, but we always pronounced it Greensville with an S. That was home. Greensville's very much like Plains, Georgia, if you pardon my comparison. Same part of the country, and same sort of tiny rural village. You hear folks talking about being poor, but listen here. When I say we were poor, I'm spelling it with a capital P. Even compared to other blacks in Greensville, we were on the bottom of the ladder looking up at everyone else. Nothing below us except the ground. Fact is, I was fairly old when I got my first pair of shoes. Indoor plumbing was something we never even dreamed of, and yet I was taken care of. Two women loved me. It sounds strange, but I actually had two mothers. My father's name was Bailey Robinson, and to tell the truth, I wouldn't bet a lot of money he and my mother ever were married. My mother's name was Aretha. Aretha was what everyone called her. The old man wasn't part of my life. He was a tall dude, I remember that, but he was hardly ever around. He drove steel or spikes on the cross tees on the railroad between Perry, Florida, and Adel, Georgia.